Hey, this is Melvin Ishmael Johnson with the Qumran Report. And I'm out here in the Lafayette Park area across from the library. And I'm going to do an interview. And who am I speaking with here?
Paul.
Paul, can you tell us a little about your background, your home, and how you got out to Los Angeles?
Well, I'm originally from the South Bronx in New York City. And once I lost all my parents and a lot of people in my family, I decided like I was on my own. I don't have children. I'm not married. So I said, hey, let me just do something different with my life. So I said, let me come out here. I had a cousin out here, and he helped me get on my feet, and even though he left, and once I got on my feet, and I've been here ever since for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long have you been homeless out here?
Oh, I've been homeless for like almost 2 years now.
What do you think is the biggest challenge out here that a person has to face when you're homeless?
Safety.
Safety?
Yes, because I've never been hungry one day. Because there are so many kind people out here. When they see you're homeless, they will look out for you. Mm-hmm. A lot of kind people. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you don't see that until you are in that perspective or in that situation. Then you start seeing how many kind people are out here.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you see a lot of homeless people that come from all over the United States out here?
I've seen a lot of different ethnicities. Mm-hmm. Who come out here. I've met people all the way from Africa who come out here and are homeless.
They're homeless. Do you find many people that live in Los Angeles that are homeless?
Oh, many. The majority. Mm-hmm. The majority. Right in this area, this mm-hmm. whole park mm-hmm. is almost all homeless people.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of them come here from Los Angeles. They grew up here in Los Angeles.
They grew up in here in Los Angeles, uh-huh. A lot of them. And then you have a really kind of a nice, interesting mix of people mm-hmm. here.
How about female? What's the biggest challenge for the females out here that find themselves homeless?
Avoiding to be abused.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the main challenges. Mm-hmm. And one last question. What do you think, what can the city do to improve the conditions of the homeless, to provide more homes for people to live in?
Wow, that's an interesting question. I would think it's just about services, mm-hmm. about services. People need more services and more people coming out to them.
Mm-hmm.
They're always waiting for people to come to them. They need the services to come out to the people. Mm-hmm. Be on the streets. Hey, oh, you're homeless? Let me help you. Let me look. I get just information. Da, da, da. But they don't do that. We have to always search for them. Mm-hmm. They need to search for us.
Oh, okay. That's a good point. You mean more mobile units that can come out and
right.
really see
what's going on.
Okay, because most people, when they think of the homeless, they just think it's just the Skid Row area,
but it's more than that.
Yeah.
There's so many people out here that are so homeless. There's so many people out here, and they've gotten to the point, like, because California's a warm weather state, mm-hmm. and it's gotten to the point where, like, homelessness has become a part of the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of sad. People are like, look at this. You see what you see here?
Yeah.
Homelessness has become a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And you can do it in California. You mm-hmm. can do it and get away with it in California.
Okay, then. Thank you very much. Tell us your name again.
Paul.
Okay, and then remember, Paul, you have an open invitation anytime you want to come on the radio show.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Is that good?
Great interview. Yeah. If I get a chance, I'll make a copy of it for you.
Yeah, we got it. I would love that.
And then one of these times I'll come down and talk to some of the other individuals.
They are some of the best friends I met.